In this quick hit, it's taken almost 40 years, but pop superstars ABBA have new music on the way, and they've also developed an interesting way to perform live. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a 3324 podcast quick hit with Dean Legiro, where Dean shares stories and trivia about his favorite chart hits, actors, movies, and more.
Welcome to this 3324 podcast quick hit. I'm Dean. 44 hit singles, 150 million records sold worldwide, 20 singles on the Billboard Hot 100, and 14 of those made the top 40. There is only one word to describe this group, and it's really not a word. It's simply ABBA. Formed in Sweden in 1972, ABBA would come to epitomize 70s pop music, and justifiably so. They did it perfectly, crafting some of the catchiest songs ever put down on vinyl. SOS, Mamma Mia, Waterloo, Take a Chance on Me, and of course Dancing Queen were all a big part of the soundtrack of the 70s, with some hits also coming into the early 80s as well. A certified worldwide sensation, ABBA played sold-out shows around the globe, and with the two Bs, Bjorn and Benny, writing pop classics for the two A's, Agneta and Annie Fried, also known as Frida, it doesn't get much better than this. ABBA would crank out hit after hit through the 70s into the 80s, and eventually coming to an end in 1983. There was never an official breakup, as the members assumed they would continue to record, but over time they just drifted away. But the magic of ABBA would not be forgotten. In 1992, ABBA Gold would be released, and it would become their biggest selling album, with sales topping 30 million copies. But we aren't done yet. In 1994, a little film from Australia, Muriel's Wedding, figures heavily into the ABBA resurgence. Centered around an uber ABBA fan and her quest to lead the perfect life like in an ABBA song, Muriel's Wedding received very positive reviews all around, and I'm sure it helped bolster the sales of the box set Thank You for the Music, which was released the same year. In 1999, ABBA would come to the live theater with the debut of the play Mamma Mia in the West End of London. And of course, it was a smash hit. It would also run on Broadway from 2001 to 2015. That's not bad at all. In 2008, the film version of Mamma Mia was released and would attain a worldwide gross of over $602 million, another unqualified hit. Critical acclaim would finally come for ABBA in 2010, when Barry and Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees inducted ABBA into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Every so often, the members of ABBA would be seen at charities or film premieres for Mamma Mia, things like that, but no new music was ever discussed. And Bjorn even said in earlier times that he didn't think ABBA would ever perform again, as it's best just to leave it in the past. Well, that didn't last. In 2016, it was announced that ABBA was working on a virtual experience with lifelike avatars of the group from their late 70s tour, courtesy of George Lucas's team at Industrial Light and Magic. In 2018, the exciting news came that ABBA had recorded two new songs, originally slated to appear in a TV special. After some delays, it was then announced that the two songs would be released in November of 2019, but also that now there were five new songs. You can see the wheels are turning. Then came 2020. Everything was delayed for at least 6 months and confirmed that no new ABBA music would be heard until at least 2021. In September of 2020, though, work did begin on the avatars and the planning of the tour. On August 26th, 2021, ABBA reemerged with new social media accounts and the announcement of Voyage, 10 songs worth of brand new material to be released in November of 2021. With the singles, I Still Have Faith in You and Don't Shut Me Down released in advance. It's clear to me from these two advanced tracks that ABBA magic is still there. The attention to detail, the expert arranging, and of course those voices. They hardly sound like they've aged a day. A custom 3,000-seat arena was built at England's Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, which will be the location of a residency with the avatars, accompanied by a 10-piece live band that starts in May of 2022. Although they stopped making music in the early 80s, ABBA never really left the soundtrack of our lives, kept alive by the millions of fans, old and new, that continue to enjoy their music. The outfits have been called kitschy and outdated, but the music still stands the test of time, and ABBA is back to let us know that. This is Dean from the 3324 podcast. This has been your quick hit, and we will see you on the flip side.
This has been a 3324 podcast quick hit. You can find us on your favorite podcast provider. So please like, subscribe, and rate to become a part of the 3324 family. Your feedback is important, so please make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at 3324 podcast and on Twitter at 3324p to join the conversation.